Kachadash Muraya Chadash. You need a new gun to fight the new enemy. There's a new enemy out there, and you need a new gun to fight the enemy. Many years ago, I had a conversation, a conflict, a disagreement. About what the correct pathway is in order to withstand the nisayim of the secular world, the grace world, the material world, whatever word you want to use. From a young age, I was a mechanach, I was educated, trained on my father's knees with Sifrei Musa. Kvabi Yosik ben Shmona, I am Meirene Lifnois Boiker, even from the age of 8, early hours of the morning, we used to go together to serve Hashem. Lacha tefillah b'mikveh, lamadati b'sefer reishis chochma, b'shara gehenna. That's what you teach a 9-year-old, you take your 8-year-old, you take him to the mikveh, and an 8-year-old, and then you serve, then you learn shara gehenna in the reishis chochma, okay? V'limad zeh ko hashpi alai, it had such an influence on me, ad shechom chola avra bi memachshov eschet chalila. That it was what?
Shudder,
tremble, just thinking about sin used to make me quiver. The line is highly chalayim as pointing, vain raiti malach bal elefanayim she'af yoytis miti, she'ein she'etim miti. I used to have dreams of 100-odd monsters of fire coming out of their mouth. Took it Musa seriously, you know? We closed the Musa site for 10 minutes and we can't remember what we'd learned. Limud ze akonel li es agosha shiflus anover bitla ani ve bitla yesh. This learning did something which we try to achieve at some level, a feeling of anover, of lowness, of nullification of oneself. The oike kol rotsin li tnazel li tfrok oyo. It took away any desire to throw away the yoke of toyo. Limud ze gam again alay shelo asote chalilim memoreshes beis ovo. It also caused that there would be no rebellion against the, or that I would leave my father's house. It provided a very good shield between me and my Yetzirah. There was as long I hadn't met the new modern Yetzirah, the new guy. As long as the guy in my eyes was something despicable, you know, growing up in Hungary, I can imagine pre-war Hungary, the guy couldn't have been that attractive and he wasn't that interested in you and he didn't really want to know you that much. Any interaction you have with the guy is usually his stick landing on your head. Primitive peasant villages, you read the stories about what Western and Eastern Europe was in those days. You know, it's a primitive, I'm not talking about in the cities that it's when our scholar came, but for the even they were living out of the main centers. The Polish guy, what was he? Had anything to attract you? Lacking in culture. I knew that even though I was nothing, that was the Muslim. I was much more choshev than the guy. Shini nivdal min agoy umar li espasis alelecha tachat avosen. It was no seduction to go after his tithers because they were, in my eyes, even though I saw myself as being nothing, my ego had been completely broken and shattered, but I understood how much greater I was than the lowly God. Ulam tishakati nisva shanim lach and nisun in the tzayt leila maskim. 2 years after I got married, I went out into the business world. I realized I'm in America now and the Reishis Chochma ain't doing the job. The fire of spirituality that I had inside of me, the inner Ruchnias, started getting weaker in the face of the day to day interaction with that world. I tried and made an effort to instill inside of me this what I'd learned from my father. Shalhevus HaKodesh HaPnimi Shevi, I was unable to maintain the fire of Ruchness that was in me. But I submitted a Shiva, I have a Kiyah, but if no, came like it used to be before, to tell you that he noticed it. Most people go into that world and suddenly wake up one morning and their mamas don't even know where they are anymore. So you have the sensitivity that you realize you're losing it. If I had to find new tools, let my dad mula masaf hachadesh and let the kai neshek shiogan alayet the ma'avaki aruchnim. I needed to find a new gun. The war that I was fighting before changed, and therefore the tools that I've been given weren't working anymore. That's what he says. I found it very much in the relationship between the Rabbonim and the community post-war. The Rabbonim were totally out of touch with the community, because the Rabbonim had the tools that they could use, but the communities they were encountering couldn't. They were totally out of touch with their community. That caused a major breach and a major breakdown in the Yiddish class in those Western worlds. Hitchalti litamek b'sifri machshove yudim. I started looking into sifri machshove, b'sifri amaral, b'kisaram chal, b'tanya b'nefshechaim, b'sasemes, all the great sifri machshove. V'nei nigla lefanai rayonis kodesh mala itzmus ruchnis. I found in those svarim wonderful, wonderful ideas with deep spirituality. Misfarim kedoshim elu yenakti es ha'utzma ha'idira ha'tumuna b'avoyda se'isa yudi. You know, Svarim, I found and was able to sustain myself with enormous beauty and depth that was hidden in the mere fact that I was a Jew, the son of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Different approach. Kan geliti es gedulosai v'cheshivosai v'knei melech malchem elohim. In those Svarim were revealed to me the enormous greatness and importance that I have in front of Hashem, the King of Kings. Hevanti shalemotcha goy nira menumas va'adit v'kol veis malosi yisera la'pikama v'kama. Even though the goyish world that I've been exposed to looked and appeared to be very effective, adit
giving,
you know, from the deed. Menumas v'adif. No, that's adif. This is adif. What's an adif? Giving. I don't know what the one is. V'chol zayis ma'alof yaseh olaf tikama v'kama. I was much more choshev. Yedati l'shomeh mi'agoy ulet rachek mishigaynes ha'olam v'shakorot. I knew now how to guard myself from the goy and to distance myself from the shigaynes, from the insanity, from all the mushugasim of the world and all its lies. Basically fantasy. The American world to a large extent will fall from fantasy. Nechochti l'daat ki agoy l'marot shehu anushi v'nir l'nechvat. I came to realize and know that even though despite the fact that the goy might be very very human, very personal and very pleasant, alay lishmo melchak mimenu ki hu goy. I have to keep a distance from him because he's a goy. And I want to add here, even Noach Tzadik, you would have to keep a distance from. Noach Tzadik, keep a distance, he's a goy. Asoka viskei goy heim, the ga musoga of muskei goy heimo, his dealings are goyish, and his machshavas and his thoughts and his musogi and his perspectives are goyish. Majuba the goy shahu be madrega pechusumi meni. Shall I call with you hubal madrega gavur mod? Every Jew is on a very, very high level. Yudi yeish ginuni malchus. The yeisa ben melech. Every Jew has royal blood. He's the king of the son of the king. No matter how far he may be away from what he's doing, at the end of the day, he has royal blood. Ben le malchay shalaylam makodesh bochu v'imkei musenu shenu lechilotim. He's the son of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, therefore his essence is totally different. The Vikishosi ima goy, he is there called goy shehu. They encounter whatever the goy, and it didn't matter which goy. Yedati lizaheh mipnei his kravus l'deraisa oy lashkafaisa. I knew that I had to be very careful to get not too close to his dayas and his achshkafas. This is a Rambam, no? We've discussed that Rambam. יחולייסי לעמד בניסיינס להציבו לי פרקישי סימן. חזרתי שוב לראות בגוי את מי שנאמר עליו עם הדיימה לחמור. Another Havana on this Shabbos, I was looking at it again. Is there any time during Bani Yashiv time to think about what you're saying? You've got plenty of time to say Tzuka de Zimra. It's in Shira Sayyam, it says, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu says to Eliezer and Yishmael, can you see the fire? So they say no. So he says, what's the lotion there? Shvu lechem poim achavo, v'ani nacha neocha atcho v'nishtach ave v'nashuva. So it seems that the v'nishtach ave and the nashuva is like one thing. Why do I have to tell them we're going to go bow and then we'll return to you? Just say, we're going and we'll come and we'll get back. V'nishtach ave v'nashuva aleichem. It's almost like an honor we're going to be v'nishtach ave to you as well. Then what's going on there? Something going on.
V'nashuva
aleichem, that we'll come back. Why don't you tell them? That's what I understand. What do you have to give them that information for? Shulachem, I'm shelach. Maybe that's what you're saying. Wait, yeah, don't go back. Wait, yeah, for us. There is a chat there that they say that even though Avraham Avinu was able to go, the Nishtachave, he was still able to be chayda to the normal world. Means that even a person who's very on a spiritual level, at the end of the Nashuva, you have to go back and you've got to get out of bed in the morning and stop functioning like a normal human being the next day. These are the upshot.
Maybe the Nashuva will do
Tshuva. Eventually, you'll do Tshuva.
We'll do Tshuva.
There is what to be said there. The Gemara says, I'm Daim and Achama. The Gemara says, Kama koi chilo kati mayut musa shela neshama yudit. To the extent that I was unable to recognize what was the depth, the greatness of the neshama hayudit. Now we're not learning in Shira Sayyamin. You want to miss this whole? You're going to miss this whole thing? Yeah, the Akedah. Not Shira Sayyamin. The Akedah. Sorry. The Akedah. No, because they had another machshavi in the Shira Sayyamin to the Shabbos. Anyway, we'll do another time. So you ready for Pesach? Kshiyas Yamsuf, we're dealing about that in Bayit Yehudi now, no? The whole sugi of Kshiyas Yamsuf, no, you think of sugi. Kamo kolei shela kati, my smusa shela neshama yaudit, as long as I didn't understand what was the greatness of my Jewish neshama. Kshina kalti behit nagut anushi shogoy, when I was tripping up and conducting myself in the conduct of a goy, chashvosov la'adam kamoini, ulechei nekalti v'nisegut. As long as I thought he was like me, so then I kept tripping up in those Nesoyvers. Nitzpil afara ashay la'ana kamo. Oh, sorry. Nitzpil afara ashay la'ana kamo. Should I conduct myself like him? Should I strengthen myself against his seduction? And should I go after his the tires of my heart? But I who ain't a guy amaycheli, who nearly moise moderni. He looks very, very sophisticated and modern. Why shouldn't I go after him? He's a very smart guy. He is actually sometimes it's very hard to say until I learned this to this special study, but it was not so cautious. Not cautious. I grew up with a wonderful doctor in where they are, you know, the family doctor. Such a nice guy. Kau was a nice guy. I mean, he's a kid. I don't know. Suddenly, 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's to come, and then he's going to say Shalos Hanikoy. That's a push. That's a push. Ulam, Ha'im B'Soyim Gadoshim, going deep into these holy words, Sipu Kliyas Haneshek, lo, Ha'is Ekozoku, it gave me the gun that I so desperately needed, the weapon. Zuit Tzuras Lechime Mukhudeshes L'meichach Pitu Ayetz HaModernim. This gave one the tools, the tzuras lechima, the way of fighting and withstanding this new gave me a new weapon to fight against these seductions of the Yetzer HaModernim. And to go against the pull to conduct oneself in the way that the world conducts oneself. You're all saying, what is the goal of chinuch? The goal of chinuch today is to give your children the ability to withstand the seductions of the street. That's what it is. So in order to hand it over to your kids, you have to have it yourself. You have to withstand the seductions of the street. And give them the ability that even though they're in the streets and they're out there and they're doing, because you can't lock them up, give them the tools to withstand the seductions of the world that is not... How do you do that? I'm the
no,
prophet here.
It takes us to know what they are.
For us it's easier, but even in the Torah world, you know what it is. You know what it is.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? You have no idea. You have no idea. It shocked me. Shocked me. How much the kids out there know.
No, the kids do. I think the parents probably.
So some parents there's no more, but it's not. You see, it's not the tools you're going to give your kids are not. Don't play with this machine. Don't go there. Don't go there. That's not going to work. It's how to give them the correct hashkafas of who they are, so that those things don't attract them as much. So those of us who work with asked us, why don't you speak Lashon Hara? So the answer is posh. I mean, it's awesome. Whatever you said. Doesn't mean I speak Lashon Hara. You speak Lashon Hara because you're too choshev to go there. Why don't you roll in the sewer? Because it's disgusting. So you know, that's why you don't speak Lashon Hara. It's disgusting. Why are you going to go wallow in the mud? If you know who you are, then in Lashon Hara is not even, you know, Issa. It's just like, ich, I'm not going there. So that's what you have to do. You have to make them feel so choshuv and make the home such a wonderful place that there's nothing out there that really attracts them that much. How you do that? Okay.
All of this is thinking about a non-Jew in America.
Wherever you meet Goyish Machshava, Goyish culture, whether it's in Rabbi Shemesh, whether it's in B'nai Brak, Rabbi Akiva, one of the Gedolei of Israel, I think it was Revolvi even, someone told me, no, Revolvi. Somebody asked him something, he said something about B'nai Brak or whatever. It's sort of like a bit of a sharp revolt. So he said, what are you talking about? He said, Chilonim come to Rechov Rabbi Akiva to buy clothes, by those you haven't been attacked from the Goyish world yet.
You know what happened?
You find why. You go walk down to the Chor Rebbe Akiva and you'll find Chilonim. They come shopping. Why are they coming shopping there? What do we have that they want? There's something that we have that they want in the shops. I'm not talking about in the Bat Midrash. In the street. Yeah, but it means you've got products that they want, so that so they means you're still living that way. That's what he said. It's not kind of lost. I can't remember exactly what the lost was. Yeah. I don't even think it was talking about the men. I think it's talking about the woman's fashion. Anyway. Hold on. Different generation of understanding. As Bati Abu Zatzal, ki kai mishtei drochim is moided im agoy. There are two ways to withstand the seductions of the Goyish world. Haderech harishayna meteros el ahakir es pechiso is agoy. On the one hand, you have to recognize the lowness of the goy. I'm doim el chomot. V'naderech hashnia hi lahakis is minus hayyudi. Then you can make the goy as great as you want. You can make him nach tzadik. Yeah? You don't have to pull the goy down. On the contrary, the goy can be the greatest guy in town. He can be mamash nach tzadik, shem va'eva. And on him you can say shalosh tzani goy. Not because there's anything wrong with him. It's just because you know who I am. You needed to withstand the yais using the first teller. You were able and needed to see the lowness of the goy, and you were shown the lowness of the goy. Why were they shown what a goy could be? They saw it straightforward. Yeah? Straightforward, not playing games. About today, Ayudim Ayulim, they say that Nagosa Maisa Atilus. The Yidden of that generation were Loim, they say so, and their conduct was Atilus. Atilus was elevated. What's the word? Refined, elevated.
Noble.
Noble, noble. Oh. And he could be Rosh. They lived like animals. They used to beat and kill, and we know what went on there. Rosh Kokola Oila Rucham, they do whatever they wanted. Hamach Benazila Goy, but they said, how you borrow Mukshi. They didn't see a Goy and a Jew was poshed, poshed, poshed. You could see it. I remember when the first, when the first Jew married a Shiksa, I remember still when it happened. Understand where I grew up. My grandfather, I remember he wasn't upset. He couldn't understand it. There was something, you know, they're very upset and it's terrible or whatever. He didn't understand what they were talking about. And he was a guy that knew going there, business, and he was very, very friendly with the guy, and he used to do business with him, and he used to come to his house and he socialized, whatever. But for them it was possible that a Jew's not a Goy and a Goy's not a Jew. They're two completely different species. Of course you can get on with him, of course you can talk to him, you can work with him, you can go out with him, you can play golf with him, whatever. What's the problem? But he couldn't understand. He's marrying a non-Jew, he couldn't understand it. No man of explaining could he understand Mashiach, but what Shaykh is? He was like bothered by it. Whereas today we might be outraged, upset, broken, but we certainly understand it. We can't see the difference. That was, you know, the famous water. I said it here. There's a Gemara in. There's a Gemara with a star that leads the traders astray. Brochas, Yuma, whatever. The Gemara that says that every 70 years there's a new star in the east that leads the sailors astray. The Chofetz Chaim said that the star, the last generation, the last star that led the sailors, the Jews astray, was communism. Communism, we saw it in the Jewish world. I mean, we don't realize what an impact it has. But there were Gedolei Yisrael who ran after communism. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky testified about himself that the Rosh Hashiva not paid him to stay in the Beis Midrash. There's no way he could have stayed. There's no way him and his chuppah would have stayed. I think they were left four or five bochrim in the yeshiva. That's fled after communism, like you see the Gemara, they used to run after Avodah Zarah. An enormous Yetzirah. And the Chofetz Chaim said that it would end off exactly 70 years, and it ended exactly after 70 years, to the day. Communism fell in Russia within, I think, 3 days or something. It was almost to the day. So they asked of Simcha, so what's the star today? So he said, it's the inability to see the roots between a Jew and a God. That's what he said. That's what's leading the masses astray today. And you see that. You just look at the assimilation figures. You don't have to look too hard. And not just the assimilation figures, but the reaction of the whole Jewish Torah, even the Torah world, to assimilation is like, it's almost pirate. We have to find out ways of helping these mixed marriages succeed. That's like the Jewish response to assimilation. It's a pachad meira, but that's what it is. By the way, he added one interesting nakuda, and then he said in the Goyish world, it's the inability to see the difference between a human being and an animal. So that's... He just said it manifests. I don't exactly know what this means, but it manifests itself in them not being able to see the difference between human being and an animal. I don't know. No. He just mentioned it in passing. Okay. It was poshut and you saw it and there was no questions. And also, as a result of that, the simcha and the elevated feeling of a yid that he was a special creature in the world with a special mission enabled him to withstand the seductions of that street. Lord came to Yoy. Ani chai b'America. I live in the free world of America and everywhere else, whether it's in London or Johannesburg, it's America. Ramat Beit Shemesh, Tifrat, Bnei Brak, Jerusalem, America. I'm going near Anushi Bechlet, very, very human, wonderful God. The way to withstand the seductions of the Hevel Olam, the Narishkat of the world out there, Hila Hakiris Malosi Ki Yudi, and to recognize who I am as a Yid. But to find out what it means to be a Yid, what is a Yid? There's the Lindem Amrim Avram Avinu of Shalom, and this we learn from Avram Avinu. Keshehelech Lakedis Yitzhak Holcham or Yishmael Velezer Kufisha Nema, the Yashkam Avram Baboyke Vechoshis Chamoire Vikach et Shnei Narov Itoy. He got up, he took his chamor, he saddled his chamor and he took the two lads with him. Shnei Narov Elu Yishmael Ve'Eliezer. Hayu Tzadikim. They were Tzadikim. Eliezer was Avram's Rosh Yeshiva. Yishmael Ayat Tzadik Bois Rishav Eliezer Rehi Abde. Zokin Baisir Shel Avram Avin Rishav Ve'Meishel Ve'Kol Ashelo. He was totally in control of Avram Avin's empire. He used to pour out and dish out to all the people that used to come to Avinu from the Torah that he learned from Avraham Avinu. It was called the Rosh Yeshiva. The Marot calls those Keshegei Avraham Avinu Avashalom Korov Lamakam Akeda Hayapone Al Narev Yishmael Vilez of Amalek. It was the off Yishmael the Tshuva. Shvu lachem poim achamo v'doishim akach chazal am hadoim el chamo. G'mon Yevomus Im achamor. You're a nation similar to a chomor. But Dvorayli wrote to Avraham Avinu, Amashol Malayis, the various Mawa Hevda by Yudin Agoy. Avraham Avinu wanted to teach us what the difference between a Jew and a Goy is. The best Goy. Who gam hitgish yes atzoyrech achiyoyim lishmo merchak mi agoy. He also introduced you the incredible need that one needs to keep a distance from the Goy. Kedai litkarev lomokam akeid vilalus babaydus Hashem yisbarach. In order to go up to the Mokom Akeda, in order to raise oneself to that high spiritual level, Chayvim Lishmo Merchak Min HaGoy. He wants to keep a distance from the Goy. When he wrote by a Semol HaChumris, and to see in him that sign of Chumris, of physicality, the drag down for physicality. You want to get up onto the mountain, you want to elevate yourself, you want to go, you want to be a spiritual human being, you have to leave behind some of that Goyishkart. Thank you.